Morning, brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
I speak today. There's a lot of reading that you have just done, but I hope you were concentrating on the content when you're reading them, because even though it's a long reading, it gives us a very, very detailed background of what I'm going to share with you today. So if you follow from the beginning to the end of the scripture reading, it already gives you an idea of the whole picture. And if I may make a request at this time, I'd like all the young people, please put away your iPad, iPod, and put them aside. Because what I'm going to share with you today is going to be very important, even more for you than for us older folks. Okay? But if you don't concentrate and follow up, you will lose the theme and the trend of thought. So please, just for once, I want you to put all those things away and keep your mind so we can worship together. Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for giving us a beautiful day, bringing all of us here as a family to worship you and glorify you and sing about you.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，我们可以在这里一起来敬拜你，来歌颂你。
We know that it is not by accident you brought all of us here, because you have a plan for each one of our lives.
我们知道我们今天来到这里不是意外，因为你为我们每一个人都有一个预备，有一个计划。
Some of us already accepted you as our Savior and trusted in you in our lives.
我们中间有许多人已经接受你做我们的救主，把我们的生命交给你。
There may be some who are still searching.
但是有些人仍然在寻求。
Whatever it is, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be among us today.
无论如何，我求你的圣灵与我们众人同在。
That we can feel thy presence.
我们可以感觉到你与我们在一起。
And I pray that, Lord, your own words will encourage each one of us.
求你的话语成为我们每一个人的鼓励帮助。
As we search the scripture for what you want us to know.
让我们在读你的话语，你要我们所知道的事上，让我们能够明白。
So I pray, Lord, that you be with us for the next hour.
求你在下一个钟头里面与我们同在。
That your will be done, and that you will be glorified.
你的旨意的成就，你的名的荣耀。
For we ask in Christ's name.
让我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Just want to make a slight brief announcement before I start.
有一个短短的报告。
To share my thoughts.
把我的所感受的跟你们分享。
For the last few months, God has given me the burden of reflecting and studying, thinking about this topic, about the kingdom of God and heaven.
过去几个月，神把这神的天堂，神的国度这件事情摆在我的心上，让我一直思想，与你们分享。
I've been praying a lot to ask Him to give me the right word and the right information to share with all of you as a family.
祷告祈求神给我们，给我正确的话语与你们分享。
In case some of you are not here, this is the third time I share with you concerning this topic.
这是我第三次跟你们分享这一个题目了。This
is quite a wide area. That's why it's going to take quite a bit of time in order to understand and express different aspect of the topic I was going to share.
可以说是一个非常广泛的一个题目，所以我要用几堂的时间来跟你们讲这一个大的题目。I
know that I'm long-winded a lot of time.
我知道我的话很多。And
I apologize for sometime I prolong the time, making inconvenience to some of you who are doing Sunday school and so forth.
我常常会拖得很长，让特别教主日学的有些难处。So
every time I try to prepare sermon, I ask God to try to make it short so that nobody will think that I'm taking too much time.
所以每次我都求神让我能够比较简恶的来跟你们分享。So
at the beginning, when I prepared this particular sermon, I said, oh, I'll make it very short.
所以当我开始的今天的准备的今天的讲题的时候，我说我一定要把它弄得短一点。
But in the process, more and more thought and ideas came to my heart. I just have to share them with you.
但是当我准备的时候，越来越多的思想进入我的头脑里面，所以我要跟你们分享。
So I don't think I can finish it today.
所以今天我也许不能够完全讲完。
So most likely I'm going to divide my sermon into two times.
所以很可能会留一些下一次有机会再跟你们讲。
So I just want to announce that next time in the next month I will be preaching again for a continuation of this and then one more time in December.
所以我可能十月份再跟你们分享一次，然后再加一次十二月的时候，也希望这个翻译的不要翻的那么多。
And I thank you, Daniel, for helping me because he's a good, a good interpreter. So today I am going to share with you something which may be in a way new to you, in a way controversial to you, in a sense, or in a way you might not have thought about a lot as a Christian.
今天我与你们分享的有些事情可能你没有思想过，也许有一些争议性的题目。
But it's a reality.
但是是我们都经历过，都正在经历的事情。
And all of us have to deal with it, particularly our young people.
我们都要面对这些事情，特别是年轻人。
You know why? Because it's not only for our generation, for our children, our grandchildren. Depending when God is coming back, Christ is coming back, we're going to have to deal with what I'm going to share with you today.
如果耶稣不是马上回来的时候，我们的下一代，我们的孙子那一代。都要面对这些的难处。
Now back to the creation.
回到神创造天地。
When God created the Garden of Eden.
当神创造了伊甸园。
At that time, the air is clean, the water is crystal clear.
那个时候天，这个空气是清洁的，水也是干净的。
And the earth is.In pristine quality.
这个地球也是完全没有污染的。
But because of human sin through Adam and Eve.
但是因为人的罪经过了亚当和夏娃进到这个世界。
The human made since then really messed it up.
人就把地球糟蹋得一塌糊涂。
But God put us here on this planet Earth.
但是神把我们放在这个地球上。
All of us are citizens of this planet Earth.
每一个人都是这个世界的居民。
We cannot escape it until you die.
我们不能够逃离这个世界，一直到死亡。
So, the question is, how would we deal with the Earth we are living in now? Why we look forward to the eternal Earth and Heaven?
所以问题就是我们怎么样来。对待这个我们居住的地球，直到神再来。
As Christian, a lot of time we ignored and all this thing, all this problem, all these challenges in this world. We said, well, we will just look for eternity. What is going on now doesn't affect me. I just don't think about it.
常常身为基督徒，我们为了有神应许的未来，我们就对目前的这些事情，不太关注。
Now, I really appreciate the song selection today, especially the first hymn. I think it's really helpful to me, even just singing it today.
我谢谢刚刚领诗的弟兄姐妹选的诗歌特别是第一首诗，对我有很大的提醒。
I just say a couple of words about the first song.
我就提一下第三首的第一首的那个歌词第三首的歌词
I don't know how long ago that hymn was written. It was an old traditional hymn.
第三首是一个很古旧的诗歌。
There are good messages inside.
但是里面歌词有很深的意义。
But I want you to when you sing, don't get the misconception that.Oh, this world is not my home. I'm looking for heaven. So, this earth has nothing to do with me.
不要认为 虽然歌词说这世界为非我家，但是不要忽略了这个世界。
Because what I'm going to share with you today will really get you involved into this planet Earth that you are living in.
所以我今天特别要你分享，我们应该怎么样来正确的来面对这个世界。
Each of us is responsible on this earth.
我们都对这个世界有一部分的责任。
So now go back. Now let's go back to creation. From the very beginning, God's purpose of creating the human race.
起初神创造天地和人类。
So we go back to the Genesis, the very first book of the Bible that you read today.
创世纪第一章、第二章。
Notice that God took 6 days in His creation.
我们注意，神用了六日来创造天地。
And depend how you want to look at it, whether it is six days or different. There's different theology I'm not going to touch. But we know that God put effort for this six period of time to do His creation. To do His creation.
虽然我们不知道这个。每一个日，到底是多长，是有很多的争议。但是神用了六天的时间来创造天地。
I just want to do a little review about God's creation.
我们再回来看一看神在这六天怎么做这个世界。
On the third day, God created vegetation, plant, and trees, and so forth.
第三日，神造植物。
And God.The important word I want you to notice, as I mentioned, the God's creation, is that for the third day,
第三天
do you know what God said? Remember God said, God saw that it was good.
第三天，神创造完了以后，他看所有的创造的都是好的。
So for the fourth day now,
第四天
，God created the element of time, day and night.
神创造了时间。
And because of that, we now have a calendar started.
有早晨，有晚上。
But I want you to notice also just before that.
但是
，What did God say?
神怎么说呢？
God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
And so that was the end of the fourth day.
这就是第四天。
Okay, how about the fifth day?
第五天怎么样呢？
The fifth day, God... created animals.
神创造了
动物。All kinds of animals.
所有的动物。人没有创造科技，人创造了，所以会有这些问题。
Okay, so God created wild animals and all animals of all kind.
所以第五天，神创造了所有的动物、野兽。
And also, the important thing is that God created human being.
更重要的，神创造了。
Now, that is the sixth day.
在第六天，神创造了人。
Because the sixth day created, I forgot to mention it. The fourth day, and then the fifth day, God created birds and sea creatures and so forth. And I won't go back into the slide.But I'll read to you. God said and saw, the Bible said, God saw that it was good. And that was the end of the fifth day.
当神创造了这一些的时候，他看一切所创造的都是好的。
Now going to the sixth day, God created animals and also created Adam and Eve, the human, the start of the human race.
第六天，神创造了人，人类，亚当。
And I want you to read what the Bible said.
圣经怎么说呢？
And I cannot get it in my screen here. But look at what God said here. Then God looked over all he had made. And he saw that it was what? Very good.
这里圣经说神看他一切所造的，然后没有说他看是好的，因为神说这是看是非常好的。
The Bible records.Good, good, good, good. And finally, when you look at the whole picture of creation, God said it was very good.
So 每一天在结束的时候，神说都看说每一天他所造的都是好的，直到第六天他说是甚好。
The sixth day, the last day of the creation. Now, the mention I mentioned this is God when He created us, He has all these things in mind for us to enjoy for the Garden of Eden.He made something, he said, look at it. That was good. He made another one, said that, that is good. And finally he said, look at the whole picture of creation. He said that, that is very good.
所以神创造了这一切让人去享受。每一件事情都是好的。然后看了整个的他所创造的一切。他说是甚好。
So God wants us to enjoy Garden of Eden. That was the initial purpose.
所以神要我们去享受伊甸园里面的一切，这是神当初的用意。
But then Adam and Eve messed up.
但是亚当夏娃失败了。
Now, you remember the last couple of times I shared with you that on the earth you already have a view of heaven. Remember? I'm going to repeat a few pictures to remind you.
我曾经在以前的讲到的时候跟你们分享过，我们有一些天堂在人间的经历。
I understand some of you have been there recently. Is that true?
是我曾经最近到了黄石公园了。
Look beautiful, right? How about this one?
大峡谷。
Say about this one. If you are married, having honeymoon, that will be the best place to go. How about as a kid, you like to swim and dive and snorkel?
你们中年轻人也许喜欢去潜水，看海底的一些
植物。Go to the forest, the key. That's the best place for you to enjoy it.
在南佛罗里达州啊。
The water is crystal clear.
水是这么清洁，这么干净，明亮。
And it's cool in a 90, 95, 100 degree temperature.
It's not very cool. 也清凉。
Well, to some people, we feel like a taste of heaven. That is what God intended for the Garden of Eden, for people to enjoy. That's what they're supposed to say all the time.
借着这些美丽的图画，我们可以想象中神当初创造伊甸园里面的美好，让人去享受。
See how we mess it up now.
但是看看我们怎么把地球糟蹋了。
Wow, many of you have experienced that.
北京。
How about that?
上海。南湾。
I went to Taiwan for Taipei for the first time about 15 years ago.
十五年前，我第一次去了台湾台北。
I went with my mom because she had to take care of some business at that time.
去处理一些事情。
When I arrived in Taipei.I saw probably 50% of the people riding motorcycle and thing. You know what they have on?
Face masks.
I said, what is going on in this city? How come people are all wearing masks, riding motorcycle and stuff?
But,
到了台北第一件事情看到令我惊讶的就是一半的人在骑着摩托车，叫做什么电？电。Motorcycle. Moped. 然后戴着口罩。我说为什么每一个人都要戴口罩？ I should have worn that right in the beginning. You know why?
也许我也应该戴一个口罩。
I was there for 4 days, and for all four days, my eyes were red and watery for 4 days.
我在那里停留了4天，每一天我的眼睛都是被污秽的空气弄得眼红流泪。And
I found later that actually Taipei was sitting up in a valley, you know, in China valley. The air is quite stagnant in the area, so the pollution and the dust and all that just settled time for a long time before it cleared.
因为台北是位于一个盆地，所以所有的空气都沉下来，非常的污秽。How
about this one? This is really in China, this picture. I understand the traffic has shut down for a few days, a while not too long ago. Is that true?
Right. 这是中国的交通。前几天九三庆祝这个抗战胜利的时候，交通就停顿下来，为了要有一个蓝色的天。Why
is that happen?
为什么会空气会变成这样污秽？
That's because you use so much coal, burning so much fossil fuels, we call coal. Now, this chart gives you the idea. During from 1989 until 2008, the statistic, the people who do the statistics, so the extensive use of coal and fossil fuel, they jump like that.
空气污染最主要的原因是因为烧煤来 火力发电，因为城市多了，需要有电，所以从1989年到2008年，20年中间，煤的燃烧率急速的增长。You
have a label for that phenomenon.
我们现在对这个现象有一个特新有的名词。We
call it what?
什么?
Carbon footprint. Right? Have you heard of that?
是碳指数.
So all the politics in different nations are dealing with the controversial is how to cut down the carbon footprint that keep coming up every year.
所以现在很多的政府都在关注这一件事情，要怎么样降低这个碳的指数.
How many of you have seen this on the YouTube before?
有多少人看过这个财经？查经
has a program called Under the Dome, investigating China underlying causes of pollution.
杨牧师在讲到曾经讲提过这一件事情，这个财经这个记者拍了一部自费的片子来讲这个中国空气污染的事情。You
haven't seen this. I'd like you to tap in the YouTube. It is very educational for you. It lasts more than an hour and a half, this thing, but it's very detailed, very educational. If you want to learn about that, I understand. No, I want you to tap into that. Why? Because in China, you can only see it here, not in China. Because 1 week after this was on the internet, it was shut down in China.
如果你有兴趣的话，你可以在网上看到这个一个半钟头的纪录片，你只能在国外看到，因为在国内它公布以后一周之内就被政府关掉了。
Why is coal burning so bad?
为什么烧煤是造成这么多的污染?
You know, China is one of the countries that use the most mining and utilization of coal because for heat and so forth, because it's such a large population.
中国是用煤最多的一个国家，因为人口众多的关系。
But this country also is very responsible.
但是美国也 负一大部分的责任。
To the point now that the country under Obama want to cut down the carbon footprint, but people are unwilling to discuss about it because if that, it will affect our economy. Many people will lose their job because of pragmatic way of life. Even this country have difficulty dealing with the problem, to solve the problem, not to talk about China.
虽然奥巴马政府有这个意愿来减少碳烧炭的这个空气污染的问题，但是因为打着经济的这个旗帜，就不愿意来正面的处理这一件事情，因为会影响我们的每个人的腰包。To
tell you how realistic it is. Just the last few days, this kind of situation brought up in the newspaper a lot in South Bend Tribune.
我们正在面对这一个题目，这几天在报纸上都有记载。The
main news that is covering recently is the Pope visiting, right?
我们看见最近这个教皇来美国访问。Even
the Pope himself, one of his main agenda is talk about global warming. How many of you believe in global warming?
在教皇来访问美国期间，要讲到了一个。I don't see not
even 20%. What about the rest of you? You don't believe there is global warming, climate change?
在题目之一就是全球的暖化这个问题，你相不相信存在呢？
There's more I want to discuss with you because I think Christians should know about this phenomenon too, because we are living in this world. We have to face it sooner or later. It's very young people. By the time you grow up, you will be in those situations where you're going to wear masks every day.
我相信，不论我们相不认同这一件事情的重要，我们都身处在这个地球，每一天我们都要受到这些的问题的侵扰。
I have a clipping from the South Bend Tribune of quoting of the Pope. He said, I call for a courageous and responsible effort to redirect our steps and to avert the most serious effect of the environmental deterioration caused by human activity.
教皇发出了一个呼吁，他说我 希望我们能够采取正确的步骤来防止我们的环境继续的恶化。Another
big news is the president of China came and visit Obama. Remember? This happened the last couple of days.
另外一个是习近平来访问奥巴马。It's
also on South Bend Tribune from yesterday.
在昨天我们当本地的报纸也有报道。
One of the agenda is to discuss the mutual cooperation, how to improve the condition of this world, of individual country, by cutting down the use of coal burning and so forth.
其中一个商讨的题目就是怎么样来联合两国的资源来处理减少。 这个世界产生这么多碳的排污染空气的这个问题。Also
in the news last today, how many of you are Notre Dame fan?
有多少人在这里是Notre Dame 这个学校的这个 fan?
You read the news that Notre Dame made a commitment to do away completely with coal burning. How many of you have heard about this?
你们知道这个大学也 已经决定在某些年之后完全不再用碳烧炭这件事情。Said
for the next couple of years, so we're going to cut down the use of coal completely.
在2025年以前，要完全的不用煤炭。Well,
why is coal so bad?
为什么煤炭这么造成这么多的空气的污染？Look
at this chart. contribution of coal-fired power plant to selected hazardous air pollutant emission.
这一个图表是告诉我们火力发电厂 就是烧煤炭的，所造成空气污染。
Well, 60% because of acid gases in the atmosphere, and that with the rainfall and that thing end up in the ground.
煤炭造成了硫化物，污染我们的空气，经过跟水接触，雨的时候就变成酸雨。
Arsenic, 60%. Cadmium, 30%. Cobalt, 34%. Well, the thing we know very much and really concerned is mercury, 46%.
这个火力电厂造成在空气中60%的砷，30%的镉，34%的汞，46%的汞。
The statistics suggest that air pollution causes 3.3 million deaths each year globally.
空气的污染造成全球每一年330万人的死亡。
And on that slide, I won't take time to flip into it. But another statistic show that 15 million children under the age of 5 die because of drinking contaminated water, which I'm going to mention some more a little later.
全球每一年有1500万的儿童5岁以下的孩子们因为喝了污染的水而死亡。
I wasn't going to mention this, but I thought it would be a kind of a little information that you might be interested to know.
也许你会对这些资料有一点的兴趣。
Consider all this heavy metal, okay? These are all called heavy metals.
这些都是所谓的重金属。
Last night I couldn't sleep right away, so some thought came to my mind.
昨天晚上，我因为不懂化学这些文明词，所以做翻译很困难，睡不着觉。A famous artist
name came to my mind.
有一个很出名的艺术家，想到一个很出名的艺术家。
How many of you heard of Van Gogh? Many people thought he was crazy. Why? Because the way he painted his painting looked like this.
很多人认为这个法国的艺术家是他。
That is a typical painting of Van Gogh. Scribble, but it's very typical. Only Van Gogh did that kind of a painting, okay?
他的画是非常与众不同的。
I think this is his self-portrait.
也许这是他的一个自我的一个自画像。
One interest finding I want to share with you. One interest finding.
Arsenic poison.
Anyway, there was a doctor who reported in 2012.
2012年，他的女儿的报道。There's a doctor
who was specialized in environmental thing.
一个环保的一个医生的一个报道。She
pointed out that when Gore was crazy, really not crazy, but he was poisoned during his lifetime by all those heavy metals. That I listed.
他说这个画家因为神志不清，或者是疯癫了，因为那些重金属的造成的伤害。
Why? Because you know, if you study inorganic chemistry, all those heavy metal, okay, zinc oxide, cadmium oxide, copper sulfate, you know, all those have beautiful color to them.
因为我们知道这些重金属都它们的化合物都可以产生一些美丽的颜色。
They think that the thought was that they think they can prove it, especially according to this doctor. Because when Cole shut himself down in a small room, painting all those beautiful pictures using all kinds of paint that has a large amount of heavy metal mixed in it.
因为这个画家常常在画画，所以他一生接触的都是这些重金属造成的化合物产生的颜色。
That's why he has. That's why he had heavy metal poisoning.
所以他就因为这些重金属而中毒。
Just an example. This is one of his famous painting, Sunflower.
这是他画的一个太阳花。
You know, they found out that because the yellow color came from cadmium sulfate pigment. Yellow, we'll give you a yellow color.
因为黄色是从重金属镉那里来的，所以它中了镉的毒。
Now, many years ago, all people were worrying about things coming from China. Remember, that has lead poisoning from it. Remember?
Still do. 不久以前，很多人都担心从中国出来的产品里面含有很高量的铅。
I think lead also give a yellow color. Is that true? But anyway,
I'm not from China.
The lead oxide, a yellow color, if I remember. So a few years ago, they forbid making of paint with lead content in it. Remember, with some of you deal with house improvement and so forth. The lead content of the wall, they prohibit the use of lead in those paint now, maybe yellow color and so forth, because it's bad for the young kid. They chew the wall, they eat the wall, the paint is bad for children, right? So they outlaw that.
在美国，油漆房屋的这个油漆里面有很高量的铅曾经，所以现在已经被禁止使用。How
about mercury? How about mercury?
那么汞是怎么样呢？
Now, I would say that in China, they used to make some very nice china that has the painting or etching inside. But people are afraid to use it anymore because there are a lot of lead and all those heavy metal there. So, you know.
在中国产出产的一些的瓷器上面的绘画，里面有含量很高的这个重金属，所以现在人都不敢去用它。
Now, how did mercury get into the earth?
那汞是怎么进入这个地球地下的呢？
Well, I'm going to go into detail. Just give you a little idea. When coal is burned, all those toxic material went up to the air. When it rained, it all go down. It all go down to the earth, become part of the earth. Any place that is water can be contaminated by it.
当我们这个矿物燃料被燃烧的时候，汞的元素就被放到释放到空中，然后经过跟光化学的氧化，就成为汞的这个无机的汞和汞盐，那降到地上去慢慢被污染我们的地下水。
Fish is a Chinese delicacy, won't you say?
中国人很喜欢吃鱼，是吗？
Yeah, you go to Chicago, go to Canada, go to Vancouver. Fresh fish is a delicacy, very expensive, right? Fish.
清水煮鱼是一个很出名的一道中国菜。
I like to fish too, and I like to eat fish too. Some of you know.
也许有人，你们有人知道我很喜欢吃鱼，特别是我家里面池塘的那个鱼。
But I have to say my lake, I think, is not contaminated by mercury.
但是我家后面的池塘不是被汞污染的。
Not to that extent with the five great lakes. Many areas in the five great lakes are contaminated by mercury already.
至少没有我们这个美国这里五大湖汞污染的这个程度。
Because they have advice, they ask my people, if you get lake from certain part of the Great Lake, let's say Lake Erie or some place where they're particularly high in mercury, he said, don't eat more than one fish a week. Keep your diet to only one fish meal a week, because there might be, otherwise you may be taking too much mercury into your system.
这个汞因为污染了这些鱼，所以在美国五大湖区，大湖区里面有些地方，有人特别建议你每周不要吃多过一次鱼，因为你会被汞来中了汞毒。
So we depend on the air to breathe in.
所以我们需要呼吸空气。
We depend on the water.
我们也需要
clean water to drink.
喝清洁的水。
We also depend on the earth that's not contaminated by all those toxic waste.So that we can have healthy food.
我们需要这个世界上不没有被污染的食物。
This map shows that basically, generally speaking, these are the only two countries, including Europe, that you can drink water out of the tap.
在这张地图告诉我们，除了澳洲、北美洲跟欧洲的一部分，你可以从水龙头喝水龙头的水之外，其他世界各地区你都不能够。
That part in green is said safe to drink tap water. The red is said avoid drinking tap water.
特别是在这个红的地区，你不能够去喝水龙头的水。
But I think there may be a little bias. I think there may be a little bias.
这一定是白种人的这个图面。
Why?
为什么
？Look at this. Estimated risk of arsenic in drinking water. Well, it's all over the world. Quite a lot here too in the state and the rest of the continent.
但是这个世界各地生的污染率，全球都一样，特别是在北美。
So it depends on what area, right? Interestingly, a few years ago, even Granger itself had trouble with drinking water, remember? Certain part of Granger, they said it contaminated by hydrocarbon and what those gas company in this area, and they have to do something. Now they have converted part of Granger to connect to city water, remember? I think, Bruce, you can tell us more about that because you are expert in water.Underground water.
不久以前，就我们住的这个 Granger 也是因为地下水被污染，所以很多地方都不能够喝井里的水，你要去喝处理过的水。
How do you like to live in a place like this?
你希望住在这个湖边吗
？How do you like to eat a fish come out from that?Area.
你认为吃从这个湖里来的鱼是卫生呢，还不卫生呢
？One of the facts, fact 21, I was able to find. Every year in the U.S., 1.2 trillion gallons of sewage from household, industry, and restaurant is dumped into water annually.
这个环保局估计每一年有这么多的。加仑的这个污水来进入我们的水源里面。
I won't be going into detail now because I don't have time, so I have to do it next time some more. But it always bothers me as to how they get rid of all the garbage we put out every day. If you live in a big city like New York City with a population, high rises, what did they do with all those garbage?
很，我很被这件事情烦恼。我说，我们这个城市里面这么多人，每天产生这么多的垃圾，这些怎么处理呢？
Also, everybody has to go to the bathroom, right?
每个人都需要有排泄。
Where did all those waste end up?
这些人的排泄物往哪里去呢？
Well, actually, I tell you, many of those can was in landfill, went to the landfill, but they also got underwater too, underground water too, and many of them end up in the ocean.
这些污水污秽的废物，一部分。 是被埋在地底下，一部分是进入我们的地下水，有些人有些流到河里面，进入海洋。
So everything we hook in, we have to let it out somehow, right? It's part of life.
吃的，吃进去的一定要出来，这是人的常识。
We have to consume something, we have to get rid of something. A human being, we have to deal with that. This is a big problem.
处理人的废物，产生的废物，排泄的废物是一个大的问题。
And the problem is, if I remember, I'll correct the next time if I didn't go through it, but I think it's, they said about one third of the population of this world, maybe one third more. Actually, they practice open defecation. You know what that means? Open defecation. They just go out in the field and release. Themselves.
世界上12亿的人口，世界人口的1/3，在野外排泄他们的废物。
They don't have a real bathroom. They have to go through sewage and all that. They just go and find a place and there's an opening, and then they will do their business.
那没有厕所，所以这些人随地方便。
There's another source of contamination, right?
造成我们环境的污染。
Because of short time, I won't discuss with you, but climate change also affects the shortage of water all over the world, especially in California, somebody knows.
因为气象的变化也造影响水源，特别是加州。
And the kind of change of climate, the dryness caused all that serious fire in California recently, right?
也因为这样，我们看见在新闻上看见报道这个加州的火烧山。
That's because of the change in the climate.
都是因为气象的变。
US drought California, how severe? It's a matter of 2 to 3 years already.
只有1年之间，我们就看到很大的变化。
And that leads to This to what? Forest fire.
造成这个森林大火。
Well, next time I'll share with you a little more about that part or aspect of it. About drought. And also share with you about glacial depleting glacier in this world because of hot climate.
所以你有意愿去加州移民的话，你要好好的思想清楚。 可能过几年又移回来了。The
ocean's sea level is increasing because all the glaciers are melting.
世界的冰山冰河也都在逐渐的在融化，让海水的水位增高。And
you know the report study projected over the next 2, 3, 4 decades mentioned that there are at least 20 cities in this world that will be affected by flooding.
所以在 下几十年、20-30年以后，有人预测，至少全球有20个大的城市将会发生水灾。5
of them is in the United States.
5个在美国的城市。
5 of them in China.
5个在中国的城市。
Another 10 of them spread out over India, Indonesia, and so forth. But you know, city like New York, New Orleans, For example, maybe underwater, a few decades from now, people have to move inland because they can't live out in the ocean anymore.
因为水位的增长，海洋水位的增长，这些临海的城市 都会被淹没。
What can we do?
我们应该怎么办呢？
I think one of the thought I mind is that we have to think about the term converse conservation.
我们需要这个想的是怎么样来保持或者是节省我们所用的能源之类。
Don't waste so much water and don't waste so much stuff and throw in the garbage. We use disposable stuff a lot, but we can limit our disposable. It's convenient.But instead of using one cup to drink, you can use three or five cups, you know, during the day and throw it in the garbage. Then it's a lot of waste.
我们需要节约啊，用水节约。我们常常用的这个纸杯、纸碟，一天用一个就好了。但是我们常常是一天用四五个。
Another thing is, most of us take a shower a day, right?
我相信。
I hope so.
我希望每一个人每天早上都洗澡。每天都洗澡。
You know, they have different shower head. Some of them pump water out faster. But the older shower head, if you use the older shower head, supposedly if you take a shower for 8 to 10 minutes, you use up 40 gallons of water.
我们每一天洗澡，这个淋浴啊，它的那个淋浴的水，淋浴头，各种不同的形式，有各种不同的水流的速度。如果你每天早上用八分钟洗澡的时候，你可能用了40 gallon 的水。
Some of the newer shower head conserve water, so it come out as fast. It conserves some water.
新的这些淋浴的淋浴水头把输水率减成每分钟2.5 gallon.
Not only you use water, you use energy because you have to heat up the water too, right? 40 gallon of water need a lot of energy to heat up.
不单只用水，你需要把水加温的时候，你要用能源把它变成温水。
But I also heard that some teenagers, especially teenage girls, they like to stay in the shower for half an hour at a time.
特别我们年轻的女孩子头发比较多长的，喜欢在喜欢用半个钟头来洗澡。
Well, I think the parents should talk about it with them. Our electric bill going up, our gas bill going up, and also you're wasting a lot of water.
我们的电费、水费、天然气费都慢慢的增高。
One way to train them is put them in an RV for a week.
有一个训练他们的方法就是我把我的这个旅行车借给你们，把他们每天放在旅行车里面。
The whole tank is about 40-50 gallon of water. If you just take a shower and all the water is gone.
因为这个旅行车只能够装50 gallon 的水，你洗一个澡都用完了。
Well, anyway, to just shorten this part of discussion, I want to go in at least talk a little bit more about new heaven and new earth today before I quit. But I want to point out one point that all of us have a part.To play in this planet Earth, we have to think and be conscious of our environment. Do some contribution that we can promote our future generation. They will have a better condition to live in.
我们每一个人都需要为环境污染负一部分的责任。我们也都有每一个人都有责任来节约让我们的减少我们继续对环境的污染。
I used this illustration a number of years ago. But for salvation.
我曾经用过这样的比喻。
How many have you seen this illustration?
有多少人看过这一个比喻呢？
Every one of our effort make a difference.
不论我们每一个人的贡献是大或者是小。都可以，我们都可以做一些的贡献。
So it's like salvation. Everyone we reach out and save is one soul saved, right?
我们就跟我们传福音一样，拯救一个人的灵魂。虽然只有一个人，但是也是一个灵魂。
The story goes this: the beach has thousands of starfish lying around because of the shore, you know, the current.
因为水的海洋把这些 starfish 鱼星星 海星，冲到岸上。
And when the low, the tide is low, all of them just exposed to the sun, the heat, whatever elements, right?
当退潮的时候，这些海星就被留在海岸海岸边。
Without water, they will die. Without water, they will die.
如果没有水的话，他们不久就会死亡。
So one day, an old man walked by a beach with a lot of starfish.
有一天，有一个老人来到海滩，看到这一些的海星。
And he saw that little kid picking up the starfish one at a time and threw it back into the sea.
他看到一个小孩子的一个一个的海星，把它往海里丢回去。
And the old man said, "What are you doing? Wasting your time? Why do you do that? There are thousands of them. How many of you can you save?"
那个老人就跟那个小孩说：“你为什么做这么愚蠢的事情？你能够救多少海星？大部分都要死的。”
The little boy said, "Well, I made a difference for that one. I made a difference for that one."
但是这个小孩却说：“我就救了这一个海星，也救了那个海星。”
Every effort.You add up.
每一个小小的你的贡献都可以寄居起来，加起来，成为一个很大的贡献。
And that is the message I'd like to share with you. And I feel that recently that I didn't think a lot about those things. But we are responsible citizens of this planet Earth. And we Christians have to think about that.
我最近才开始是想，我们每一个人对这个星球都有我们的责任，特别是身为基督徒。
I didn't say too much about new heaven and new earth today. I'm going to save it till next time. I hope you'll be here.
我今天没有时间对我们的新天新地有任何的分享，留到下一次。
I was just discussing with Daniel last night about this.
我们昨天晚上恶补。
But.There are quite a lot of information in the Bible about the new heaven and new earth that we're going to live in for eternity.
圣经对新天新地有许多的资料，让我们认识。
But since we talk so much about contamination today,
今天我们看到我们对这个世界造成了这么大的污染。
I just mentioned something to encourage you so that you can continue next time to talk about more detail.
所以我今天只略略的提一些新天新地的东西来鼓励你。
My impression that when you go to heaven, the eternal heaven, new earth, you eat for pleasure, but you don't have to eat to survive.
我们到了新天新地的时候，我们可以享受食物，不是因为我们需要食物，不再是需要食物。
We can use Christ's resurrection and his 40 days on earth to learn some lesson from there too.
我们可以用基督复活以后在40天的时间，那一段时间里面发生的事情来让我们有一些的概念。
But the thought I want to share with you and conclude today is that within new heaven and new earth, we don't have to eat regularly. It's not necessary anymore.So we don't have to burn coal anymore. Because why? We don't need all that resources and energy to prepare food and all that stuff, right? We don't have to drive automobile. We don't have to have aeroplane. Because Christ said, we will be like angels. What does angels do to travel? Christ can show up in different places, going through doors and windows. He can be in any place.In a short time, you don't need cars, doesn't need bicycle, doesn't need airplane, doesn't need any of those transportation. You save a lot of energy, a lot of resources, right? If you don't have to eat every day and go to the bathroom, you don't have to build up those stuff in heaven anymore, right? Would you have garbage to dispose of in new heaven, new earth? I doubt it.But anyway, this is some of stimulating thought for you. I think some other idea to discuss here with you
Enough.
Last time.
My brain is too small. 将来我们到新天新地的时候，也许不需要靠食物生存， 我们吃食物只是靠为了享受，我们也不需要我们交通工具，我们来去好像天使一样，我们可以经过墙壁，不需要被拦阻，我们也不需要烧这么多用这么多的能源，所以天堂里面不会有任何的这些废物、废气来受污染，也没有排泄物。
So I have a lot more exciting thought to share with you to stimulate your thinking next time.
所以下一次我与你分享的必定会比今天的更精彩。希望有
So I hope you think about this. You can research some of these things yourself in the internet. So we will conclude today, and I don't want to be late.
你可以
so I already a little late. So I like Daniel to
牧师主导。
牧师。You want to come out and get a benediction?